And we are going to start with agenda item 15, County of Santa Barbara Phase 2 Stormwater Permit Status Report. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yesterday afternoon, we were talking about the importance of stormwater and the potential impacts from urban runoff in our region. The board has spent a huge amount of time in the last couple of years with this issue. The Santa Barbara County Stormwater Management Plan has been in effect now for the last previous year, and the board asked for staff to come back with our review of their first annual report, and Brandon Sanderson of our staff will be presenting that report today.
All right, well, good morning, Chairman Young, members of the board. Thank you for having me here this morning. My name is Brandon Sanderson, and I'm an environmental scientist here with the Regional Water Board in the Stormwater Unit. I'm here today to provide you with a status report on the first-year implementation of Santa Barbara County's Stormwater Management Plan. If you recall, you, the board, during approval of the county swamp, requested that the county's annual report be posted on the web for public review and comment. You also requested Water Board staff to provide a review and update of the first year's implementation of the Stormwater Management Plan. I'm presenting to you today just a brief summary of the county's first year Stormwater Management Program implementation. I will briefly discuss the Stormwater Management Plan background, regulatory context, annual report review, and public comments received. Further detail can be found in the staff report and in the staff letter provided to you in your agenda package for item 15. First, I'd like to provide you a brief background of the Stormwater Management Plan. The Water Board approved the county's Stormwater Management Plan in July of 06. At that time, you, the board, requested a status update for the first year of implementation. NRDC and Healy Ocean filed a petition to State Board in August of 06. The county submitted their annual report in September of 07, and staff posted the annual report for 30 days in September. Staff reviewed the annual report from October through November of 07. The State Board dismissed the petition in November of 07. We provided informal communication with the county in November regarding our review of the annual report. We provided a letter to the county outlining our evaluation of the annual report in January of 08, which you will find in the supplemental sheet. The letter states requirements to submit stormwater management program amendments by March 28th and to submit additional reporting information in the next annual report. Now I'd like to provide you a brief summary of our regulatory context for our review. Staff's review of the annual report allows Water Board to determine compliance with the general permit and stormwater management plan and to evaluate effectiveness of stormwater management plan implementation for the reporting period of July 1st through June 30th. Once approved, the stormwater management plan is an enforceable component of the permit. The municipality has scheduled best management practices, also known as BMPs, and measurable goals in which it will perform to meet compliance with the general permit and to protect water quality in their area of jurisdiction. The municipality also has the requirement to annually report the status of compliance with the permit conditions provided and assessment of the appropriateness and effectiveness of BMPs and measurable goals implemented. The county's annual report demonstrates that they have made good progress implementing their stormwater management program. They have successfully implemented 45 of the 46 BMPs and 96 of the 100 measurable goals scheduled for year one. Most BMPs were implemented on time and in some cases beyond our expectations, meaning BMPs were performed either ahead of schedule or they exceeded the target number or percent required. Please see Table 1 in the staff report for further detail on those BMP implementation measures. I'm going to provide a few examples in upcoming slides. The county's weakness is mainly with reporting requirements. We found that some of the county's proposed BMP modifications did not provide adequate detail for our review or approval. Also, the county's annual report did not provide key reporting information for approximately 18 of the 100 measurable goals scheduled for year one. This information is required to evaluate the effectiveness of measurable goals as required by the general permit. Here are some examples of the county's BMP implementation. For BMP 1.12, the county's media campaign, measurable goal 1.12.1 required the county to co-sponsor two media campaigns per year. Measurable goal 1.12.2 required the county to target advertisement of Project Clean Water's website to increase the number of visitors to the website. For measurable goal 1.12.1, the county co-sponsored bilingual clean water and streetcar washing ads on county buses. They ran ads in many local papers, radio, covering water pollution, differences between storm drains and sewers, preventing water pollution on beaches, disposal of cigarettes, and proper oil disposal. They also worked with the Community Environmental Council to bring the film Our Synthetic Sea to county TV. For measurable goal 1.12.2, the county included the website on all Project Clean Water print ads, in online advertisements, and as a link on other frequently visited websites, such as the Coastal Commission, the county's homepage, and local TV station. Here's an example of the county exceeding stormwater management plan scheduling expectations. For BMP 6.9, Municipal Staff Training, measurable goal 6.9.1 required the county to achieve 100% completion of countywide training by year three. The county stormwater management program does not require them to implement this BMP until year three. However, the county conducted trainings for all new employees, environmental health inspectors, and fire department staff in year one. Here's an example of the county's proposed BMP modifications lacking detail. For BMP 1.5, the Watershed Resource Center, the county did not meet measurable goal 1.5.1 by increasing visitation by 10% each year from the 03-04 baseline year due to programmatic changes outside of their control. The center's management group eliminated the Watershed Project's volunteer coordinator position along with Creek Watershed's program, which drew many visitors to the center. The county proposes to eliminate measurable goal 1.5.1 and replace it with three new measurable goals. The annual report states that the new measurable goals will be to maintain the Center for Youth Education, compile the number of visitors, and facilitate two new events with the center per year. We required the county to explain in the stormwater management plan how it will accomplish these goals. We require them to make modifications to the stormwater management program, reflecting this information, and to provide us with amendments to the stormwater management program by March 28th. Here's an example of inadequate BMP implementation and reporting by the county.
Let me just interrupt you one second, if I could. I thought you said earlier that the problems you found were just in reporting, not with actual BMP implementation.
The most part, yes. Yes.
So that there's both implementation problems as well as reporting.
They did not implement one BMP for the year.
Yes.
He pointed out a high percentage compliance slide. Said most of the problems are reporting.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. For BMP 6.8, the street sweeping program, according to the stormwater management plan, this BMP required the county to sweep streets a minimum of three times per year. Measurable goals require them to record the number of miles swept, number of events, weight, and volume of materials collected per event. The annual report states that streets swept by the contractor, A1 sweeping, were only swept twice during year one. Secondly, the miles swept by the County Roads Division were not recorded. And finally, the amount of materials removed from county parking lots by A1 and the County Roads Division were also not recorded. The county did not provide justification explaining why the BMP and measurable goals were not met. These measurable goals help us to determine the effectiveness and to prioritize efforts of the county's street sweeping program.
If we wanted to find out when they actually did this sweeping, do we have to go to the appendices of their annual report for that information?
I think it's actually listed in the annual report.
I did go through the annual report, and I don't recall.
It's on page 10-6-27.
So it doesn't give the exact, it gives a month there with the weights and the length.
Is this in the appendix?
No.
What, this is in?
This is page 27 of the annual report for chapter 6.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you.
And just so you're aware, yeah, there's what the annual report looks like, just for a visual.
And this has June of 07. And I thought they swept twice instead of...
Scroll down.
Amount September, not available. Okay.
It was May and September. May.
Right, okay, I got it. All right.
Are we okay there?
Yep.
Fine.
Mr. Chair, when you refer to roads in the county being swept, is that all roads in the county, or are there special roads that you sweep?
Apparently 22 lane miles, I think that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, my name is Rob Almey. I'm manager of the Santa Barbara County Water Agency. We have selected 22 miles of arterial and commercial areas that we feel are the most... have the highest benefit-cost ratio for sweeping. It is very difficult in some areas to sweep because of parked cars. You get virtually no benefit. So we've chosen to balance the areas that have an accumulation of the materials that we want to get out of the system and accessibility. And that's how we've picked those areas.
Okay. How many road miles do you have in Santa Barbara County? And how many of those?
I can find out for you.
And how many of those miles have you swept? At least once a year.
I'll find out that information. Many of those road miles, in fact, I would hazard a guess that the overwhelming majority of those road miles have no curb and therefore would not be amenable to sweeping.
Okay.
We have a tremendous amount of rural roads.
Mm-hmm. Then do you have any number that would define the number of miles that you have curbs?
I believe the county has done an inventory under the GASB rules, and we may be able to get that information. I'm not sure how easy it would be to come by. I can tell you we other bits of trivia about the storm drain system, but I wasn't prepared to talk about roads and curbing today.
I mean, it might be helpful if we found out how many miles of curved roads the county does have. Yeah, okay.
So staff's response to the lack of implementation and reporting for this BMP, we required the county to provide justification explaining why the BMP and measurable goals were not met and to provide reported information with the next annual report. This is shown in the staff letter provided to you in your supplemental sheet. Here's an example of the county's inadequate reporting. For BMP 2.4, the Volunteer Water Quality Sampling Program, the county is required per the Stormwater Management Program to conduct snapshot monitoring twice per year and to participate in statewide snapshot day. The county conducted three voluntary water quality sampling events in year one. However, they did not discuss if these events were part of the snapshot monitoring. They also did not provide enough detail on these events as required under permit section F.1 for us to evaluate the effectiveness of the volunteer water quality sampling program. For example, they did not provide the target number of volunteers, actual number of volunteers, sampling locations, constituents analyzed, and analytical results in the report.
And I think that there, Mr. Almey's response to that was that he felt that the data was more qualitative in nature, and that he felt that really the exercise was mainly to educate and engage the public volunteers that are involved in that. And I'm just curious about staff's response.
Yes, that is how he commented.
Right.
We do expect both. They are required to conduct as part of the snapshot monitoring, which is a statewide effort. So I would hope to see some kind of quantitative numbers come from that as well. Also, if you recall from the staff report on July 7th, when the swamp was actually approved, we required them to define that voluntary sampling program in detail. And if it didn't provide, you know, the respective detail that we'd like, we would possibly go ahead and require further water quality monitoring. So I think it kind of stand that they should provide, you know, that necessary information, even though it is to get the community out there and involved in the monitoring.
I don't disagree with you. I just wanted your reaction to what his position was. It seems like if a county was going to use the data possibly to follow up, to look at hot spots, that it does have some intrinsic value, and it might be helpful even if you wouldn't consider it CCAMP quality data.
Exactly. Definitely be an identifier, for sure.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Can we go back two slides?
This is sort of two slides?
Yeah, two. It's sort of a general question. So this is on your ratcheting up of enforcement. You know, that's one of our policies. You start sort of, okay, so when you saw that there was, or you felt there was some sort of violation, the first thing you did was you asked them to provide justification of why it wasn't met. You didn't jump to notice a violation.
Well, they met. I mean, they actually implemented the BMP, which is what the general permit requires.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might not have met it to the measurable goals expectations,
mm-hmm.
which requires us to work with the county.
Right.
To provide, you know, to understand why they did not meet that and to provide us justification.
Right. I'm not implying that you should jump to an NOV. I'm just wondering, is this our common practice when something happens that we think there's a problem? That we would ask the entity to give us more information or
Well, I mean, we are relatively new. Of course, the whole annual report review process, I think we've only had, this is only the second one before us. So we are still developing that process on, you know, how we respond and how we work with the county and the communities as well. So,
and then at what point would we jump to notice a violation? Just in general.
I think after, you know, feedback was provided to us.
After feedback is provided.
Yes.
On the problem.
Yes.
Whatever the problem that we think is. Okay. And that's our overall policy. Or this is your specific policy. I mean, I'm trying to get a feel for, is this the staff person's policy or is this our policy?
No, the stormwater program in this office has recently, through the process of reviewing a couple of these annual reports, identified the need to be very explicit about our response, our enforcement response, our characterization of the information in the annual report. And we've made an effort to identify what are actionable violations, and we at this time in the first year of these annual reports or of these programs feel like reporting violations aren't something we want to pursue as an enforcement issue.
Okay.
That's not to say we don't identify them as violations of the permit.
Right, exactly.
So that we have to be explicit with the permittee so that over time there's not accumulation of violations that are, you know, piling up, and we're never doing anything about.
Right.
So.
Okay, great. Thanks.
But definitely, we're looking for a consistent approach, and it's emerging as we speak.
Okay, great. Thank you.
How about with respect then to reporting that is required under the general permit? In other words, where there really shouldn't be an issue of what's required. I think I picked up in here that there were some components left out of the reporting that weren't done by staff or the board, but are just boilerplate requirements of the general permit. And those weren't done.
Well,
does that fit into the same category?
Yeah.
I mean, work with them over the year
right.
to get them?
I think the distinction you're making is a reporting requirement explicitly in the Phase 2 permit versus a reporting obligation identified in the swamp?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we view the swamp as the permit, in effect. When it's adopted, it becomes an enforce.
Right.
All the elements of it become as enforceable as any other element
okay.
of the general permit.
But it refers to the general. It refers to the general permit, doesn't it?
It has to be compliant.
There is some yes. explicit requirement reporting requirements there that
in the swamp.
In the general permit.
And right. And then the swamp goes farther in identifying commitments for reporting in the measurable goals. We view those as the same, effectively the same set
okay.
of requirements.
Okay. Well, I guess my point is whatever's in the general permit is kind of boilerplate and should be easy to interpret and understand and follow through
yeah.
versus maybe what we kind of work out in the swamp through what staff feels are modifications in there.
Well, I mean, I think that the language, and we'd have to look at specific language, perhaps.
We don't have to. I just wanted to get a sense for whether you view that omission or error in the same light as what Mr. Shallcross was asking about.
I would say the answer is yes.
Okay. All right.
So, again, staff's response to that inadequate reporting, we required, like we just discussed, for the county to provide details on these sampling events in future annual reports, which is going to be submitted September 15th of this next year, and to provide, of course, those same requirements in all future annual reports.
Do we know if the additional information we're requesting the county actually has?
We don't know that at this time. From the comments that I received from Santa Barbara County, it seems questionable.
Okay.
Throughout our review of the county's annual report, we received comments from Santa Barbara County, from Santa Barbara Channel Keeper and the County of Santa Barbara itself. We also just received comments from Heal the Ocean Tuesday, and we responded to additional comments and complaints provided throughout the reporting as well. These comments have been made available to you in the agenda package either as attachments to the staff report or in the supplemental sheet. We considered Channel Keeper's comments during our review of the annual report. We appreciate the involvement of the comments provided by Channel Keeper and Heal the Ocean with regards to the county's stormwater management program. This involvement helps us determine the effectiveness of the stormwater management program and focuses our attention on areas of concern. In general, Channel Keeper agrees with many of the issues raised by us in our letter to the county and in the staff report. However, Channel Keeper expressed concerns with the county's implementation of the stormwater management program and does not agree with our conclusion that the county has made good progress. Channel Keeper believes that we have not gone far enough to remedy needed improvements and requests us to further evaluate program components. We believe that the county has made good progress. The county has implemented 45 out of the 46 BMPs and 96 out of 100 measurable goals scheduled for year one. We do agree with Channel Keeper's comments that the program does not show complete effectiveness and that the program components should be further evaluated. We have required the county to provide more information for BMPs and measurable goals so we can further evaluate the effectiveness of the program components. We have previously scheduled an inspection audit as part of our stormwater management program review and management. We will be conducting an inspection audit within the next month to further evaluate program implementation. We will accompany staff on construction and industrial site inspections, field investigations, visit municipal operation facilities, and interview county employees about program components. So in conclusion, we find that the county has made good progress implementing their stormwater management plan for the first year. The county has provided information in their annual report and in comments that they believe their stormwater management program has been implemented effectively. We received comments from the public that expressed concerns with the implementation of the stormwater management program, and we acknowledge and share those comments and concerns and therefore require the county to provide more information on details for our evaluation of their program's effectiveness. We will work with the county by reviewing program components, conducting inspection audits, and providing guidance where needed. The county is currently halfway through their second year of permit implementation and has been provided with requirements by us to make necessary changes to their stormwater management plan. We soon hope to see tangible water quality results in Santa Barbara County, with such examples like reduced beach closures, reduction in trash collection, reduction in sediment discharges from construction sites, with the continued stormwater management plan implementation efforts by the county. So that concludes my presentation for today. Thank you for having me here this morning, and I'll be happy to entertain any questions
you all have. Okay, thank you. Any board questions or comments? Dr. Hunter?
I'm looking at the Channel Keeper letter dated August 9th, 2007. One key issue they bring up is the county's failure to adopt an ordinance requiring that prohibits non-stormwater discharge to the sewer system, the storm sewer system. Can you comment on that? And is there any changes? Has the county, what's the progress on that? I guess it's a question.
Well, the county has adopted that ordinance. It did not make it into the first year annual report. However, they did submit it to us after the fact. It hasn't been reviewed in detail yet at this point in time because it wasn't part of the annual report. Yes, we haven't reviewed it in detail. Of course, you've probably seen the comments that have been provided by Lori Oaken and other staff, as well as Channel Keeper, on this ordinance. And I think the permit requires them to actually adopt and implement an ordinance, and they haven't had that opportunity to do that yet at this time.
But the progress is definitely going in the direction of adopting it.
Yes, it has been adopted.
Right, it has been adopted, so actually implementing it.
Yes.
At this point, okay. So you feel the progress is good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I would like to see, as part of staff's review of that ordinance, that include our council. And I'd like Francis to review Lori Okun's memo. Let us know whether you agree with what she felt was, you know, necessary to have in the ordinance, because apparently there are things not in the ordinance that she thought should be in.
Correct.
And I'd like, you know, you to weigh in on this analysis as to whether it's sufficient to meet the standard.
Okay, will do.
So, you know, if it isn't, then we'll have to take the next step with that.
When was the ordinance passed?
September, right?
Late September, yes.
And have you started implementing that ordinance?
Yeah, Mr.
Has the county?
Yes. Well, I would think so, since it's an official document of the county here.
Right. Implementing. They've implemented. What is that, Roger?
Drain coming through. And has that ordinance been submitted to our staff?
Yes, it has.
Okay. And when did we get it?
In October.
Okay. You just didn't have a chance to get to it before?
Yes, it wasn't submitted as part of this first year's annual report.
Right.
So, yes, we didn't review it in detail.
Okay. All right.
Yes, we are in the process of reviewing that.
Okay. Any other questions, Dr. Hunter? I have a number myself, but I think to move this along, we'll just kind of go right into the next step, and then I'm just collecting them to deal with later. So, let's see. Mr. Almy, do you want to do a presentation now, or do you want to wait and do that after you hear the public speakers, you know, comment and criticize it?
I'd be happy to wait and give the public an opportunity to comment.
I mean, it's up to you, however.
I'd be happy to wait.
Okay. Why don't we do that? Okay, is this what we have?
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
All right. I have three cards on this agenda item. Hillary Hauser, Kira Redman, and Steve Schimmick. Ms. Hauser?
Kira, go before me.
You're more colorful.
Did you notice I asked for an hour?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying with a smiley face on the bottom.
Oh, I'm Hillary Hauser, Heal the Ocean. Thank you for the opportunity to comment on the stormwater ordinance plan, this review. I've got a mess here. We agree, Heal the Ocean agrees with the channel keeper's comments on the stormwater ordinance, and that it needs to be beefed up, and that it was past deadline. It doesn't concern us as much as what it says in it. And as far as no challenge to the adoption of it, Heal the Ocean has been hammering on this through the Project Clean Water process for some time. We have noted to the board that the majority of the creeks on the table in your first year review are not in the county's permit area, and the other in the permit area haven't been walked. And we have submitted comments about the reporting details. I mean, what's been found on the creek walk? We don't know. What are the complaints that came to the hotline? We don't know. Street sweeping and so forth. On the Watershed Resource Center, the staff made some comment about proposed changes to year two activities, that the attendance at the Watershed Resource Center has gone down, and so there are three new ideas for measurable goals being proposed for year two. I'll just make it really quick. We feel that since 73% of the county budget, Project Clean Water budget, stormwater budget, outside of salary, is spent on this stormwater, on this center. Turn that light on. $51,000 a year. We think that this is a waste of money and that the proposed MGMs are not working. Now, the mainly on the, our biggest concern is MCM 4 and 5. We need an ordinance. The county, we were told that the county board of supervisors would never pass an ordinance on MCM 4 or 5 construction. Right now, we have a huge hotel plan for a beach in Santa Barbara. We have been dealing with the planners, county P&D, and they don't know what the regulations are. They have not been trained. We were told that instead of passing an ordinance, that there would be training for the various departments. There's flood control, there's county planning and development, and so forth. In the matter of this hotel, staff has said they don't know how to build in the stormwater component to the planning of this hotel. And after it's built, it's too late.
You're saying that the proposed hotel is not incorporating BMPs in their proposed construction?
That's correct. That's correct. And we've pointed it out to Project Clean Water, which...
And what has been their response?
Well, by the time the developer comes forth with his plan, he's trying to put most of this through on the negative declaration, and by the time, I think it's in April, where that is laid on the table, where it's appropriate time to comment. But in our preliminary work on this problem, and we've gone to planning and development many times, they really don't know, and the developer believes that he can develop his stormwater plan as he goes along. And this is sitting there on the table, and my concern is that if this developer goes forward without a stormwater BMPs worked into his plan, which he's supposed to, who comes down on it? Do we...
Well, let me stop you 1 second. You're saying the developer believes this. Has the county affirmed that, or is this something you've just gleaned from the developer?
The planning and development has not...
Have they told you that the stormwater plan can be developed as the construction is being implemented?
They have accepted that from the developer. The developer put that in writing. And in the hydrology report, so-called, that we've been through, that's his plan, is to develop his BMPs as we go along. And it's a significant project of digging and grading and so forth. And so we don't know where the shoe falls. At what point does the county, does this department of the county come in to planning and development and say, you have to require this and this and this before we get too far down the road?
Well, let me ask staff. What that seems backwards. Lisa, can you comment on that? It would seem to me that the stormwater BMPs need to be identified before construction.
Well, the requirement from the county in their stormwater management plan actually requires the developer to submit a stormwater management, or I'm sorry, a stormwater pollution prevention plan prior to approval.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe Mr. Olney will address that, in his comments.
I would like to ask, what project are we referring to?
This is a Miramar Hotel, Caruso affiliate. And what we are being met with is just smiles and stares as this proceeds. The developer, the county is very loath to stop the developer and make him come back with another plan. We don't know why this isn't on the table now.
Yeah. Well, it is over an acre. I think there's no question about that. And it's right on the ocean. So
I'd like to just know how the process works.
Okay.
How, at what point does Project Clean Water come in and say, wait a minute, you guys, where's the education for P&D? Why they had a big presentation like this and said that this project resembles a previous project, the Schrager plan, and they put it up there without any challenge. It's not the same project at all. It's a lot of digging and filling and...
Well, we'll ask Mr. Almy, and I think...
That would be great.
In anticipation of that, Rob, also my question would go, because we're talking about planning and development now as an agency within county. What happened with 1000 via Trankia with the development project there, and why wasn't a SWIP put into effect before that construction took place? Thank you, Ms. Hauser.
Thank you.
Okay. Kira Redman? And I didn't mean to suggest, Kira, that you're not colorful, but... Okay.
I want to clarify the three versus...
Good morning,
yeah,
Chair.
And you asked for, and you have 5 minutes.
Thank you. I'm Kira Redmond, Santa Barbara Channel Keeper. As you've noticed in our letter, Channel Keeper continues to have very serious concerns with the significant shortcomings of Santa Barbara County's SWIMP. Unfortunately, there is a lack of political will in the county to adequately address stormwater pollution. And we strongly disagree with staff's conclusion that the county has made great progress. But we do agree with many of the issues that they've called out in their staff report and in their letter to the county. But we don't think staff is going far enough in their recommendations to you as to how you're going to address this truly dire situation. I remember at the July 2006 meeting when you considered the county's SWIMP for adoption, and several of you expressed dissatisfaction with many aspects of the SWIMP, as did we and other environmental groups. But you went ahead and approved it anyway, so you could bring the county under permit coverage and subject to your regulatory oversight. And you committed at that time to using the annual review process to scrutinize the county's performance in bringing stormwater pollution under control and to correct the SWIMP's deficiencies. The time is now here, and we hope that you're going to live up to that promise by sending a clear message to the county's highest level of leadership, namely the Board of Supervisors, that their level of commitment and action to addressing stormwater pollution is sorely lacking, and that if they don't make significant improvements in the areas that you specify, they'll be subject to a significant enforcement action by the Water Board. It's incumbent upon you to send such a message, because without this level of forcefulness, unfortunately, things are only going to get worse. We just found out that the county is proposing to decrease the budget for Project Clean Water for fiscal year 08-09 below the already dismal level of funding that they've allocated to stormwater pollution. So I think it's clear that nothing short of the threat of enforcement action is going to reverse the pattern of disregard for the Regional Board's stormwater requirements.
How much has the county allocated?
I've actually asked Mr. Almy to provide that information and haven't been able to get it, so perhaps you could ask him for that.
Okay. When did you ask for it?
Yesterday. Maybe the day before, but I just heard about this. They're just in the process of developing their budget right
okay.
now. So,
right.
So what I really want to emphasize here is that it's not so much looking at the report and what it tells you, and how they're doing on implementing the BMPs in their SWIMP, because I think hopefully we can all agree that those BMPs that we approved a year and a half ago were not adequate. I mean, evaluating the county's performance based on BMPs that we acknowledge were weak in the first place is not going to tell us whether they're actually achieving a reduction in stormwater pollution. Yes, they tabled the community events. Yes, they trained their P&D staff. They conducted an audit of their post-construction program. They adopted an ordinance. Did these actions actually result in a reduction in stormwater pollution control and an increase in community participation in stormwater pollution prevention and enforcement against illicit discharges? No. We outlined several concerns with the county's first annual report and the problems in our letter to you, and I won't go through them all in detail, but I want to highlight a few. We're very concerned about the inadequacy of the discharge ordinance that was adopted last September. It fails in numerous respects to meet the general permit requirements. And despite numerous comment letters from Channel Keeper and Ms. Oaken containing recommendations about how they should improve it, the Board of Supervisors ignored those recommendations and adopted an ordinance that's just not going to do the job and doesn't comply with the general permit requirements. In a similar vein, we're very concerned about the county's ability to detect and eliminate illicit discharges. There's a lack of follow-up and enforcement against repeat offenders, and the inspection programs for restaurants and facilities with on-site hazardous waste are simply failing to address stormwater pollution. I think it's really important that the board itself reviews the county's illicit discharge detection and elimination program and takes strong action directing the county to follow up on previous illicit discharges and take meaningful enforcement action against repeat offenders and to greatly improve their commercial and industrial facility inspection program. We also are concerned about the county's inability and unwillingness to control construction and post-construction runoff. Construction projects simply are not being adequately inspected, and development projects aren't being properly conditioned to address stormwater runoff. I included a letter to you about the Via Tranquilla debacle on Hope Ranch, and the county's planning and development department continues to deny that they did anything wrong, despite the fact that every other agency that's weighed in on this subsequently has said, yes, you have. We think this incident is one example of many of the county's bias towards fast and loose and unconditioned development and a disregard for necessary stormwater pollution controls, and that this is endemic throughout planning and development. We think it's therefore of the utmost importance that the board assert its authority and firmly and clearly inform the county that they must do a better job controlling construction and post-construction runoff or face serious enforcement consequences and fines. I'd also just like to reiterate the feebleness of the county's street sweeping program. I think twice a year, we can all agree, is pretty disgraceful. So in one last point I'd like to make, and in the bigger picture, I think that it's important that the board, send a clear message to your staff about your expectations for the annual SWMP implementation review process and for the standard that you expect municipalities to meet when either implementing their SWMP or developing one for those that don't have yet approved programs. The board must set the bar at least high enough that the Central Coast SWMPs are fulfilling the requirements of the general permit and achieving measurable improvements in water quality so that the municipalities get the message and get serious about addressing our region's most serious water pollution problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Question for you. The county did sweep in September, and so that would be, you know, in most years, you know, before the rains, maybe a month before most rain or maybe 2 months before most rain. And they did it in June also. So would there really be a need to do it a third time through the year?
I think it's important to what you suggested to find out what percentage of actually curbed streets they're actually sweeping. I think 22 miles is, I don't know what percentage that is, but it doesn't sound like much.
Well, it's not. There's no context to it.
Right.
So,
right. We don't know.
The county has told us that that these were high priorities, or these were in light of parked cars and so on. But we need, you know, and maybe that's true. Maybe we would come to the same conclusion, but without having that that kind of information, without having an analysis of curbed streets with the sort of estimated loads that you could get. With what happens if you sweep more often. There's just not enough information on which to reach either the same conclusion you're reaching or that the county's reaching.
And the other part of that, which goes hand in hand, is if the county is deciding, or is the county deciding that because some streets have too many parked cars, they're not going to do any street sweeping, but those are streets that might pose a real threat of contributing, you know, pollutants to the waterways. I'd like to know that.
Some cities post no parking on street sweeping days.
Right, that's right. A pretty easy solution.
Right. So anyway, for staff, that's kind of, you know, with that one particular BMP, this is the further information that we would want to get out of it, you know, from the discharger, so that we really have a picture for how effective is it and what can we do to meet MEP. Because I don't know that we could say that it does meet MEP. Maybe it does. It is a step in the right direction. There's no question about it. And I think sweeping in September is good. But I think there's more information that we have to get out of this. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Shemek. Yes. Oh, you're right. You're right. You're waiting for Salinas.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Almy.
Before I get into my presentation, I'd like to deal with the question of street sweeping. You can do it. Just to give you an idea of the complexion of this issue. Cities have their own police departments and their own ability to enforce parking regulations. The county does not. The county relies on the CHP to enforce parking regulations. And as you might guess, the CHP has its own set of priorities. And even when the county is going to do street work in communities such as Isla Vista, and the streets have been posted for a week, which is standard, and the construction crews show up, it takes generally a day and a half to clear, or a half a day minimum to clear a street for work. That simply won't work for street sweeping. If we tell the CHP that they need to move ticket and tow cars for street sweeping, I'm not sure what kind of a reaction I would get, but I don't know that it would be positive. What we have done in some areas where we do have, in Isla Vista in particular, is we've put in subsurface screens to actually intercept the trash, and we have underground interceptors so that we don't face the need to deal with the parking and sweeping issue. We will get you the information on the lane miles, but it is not, we are a very different beast than the cities, and we have different constraints, and I just need to point that
out. Okay. And why would you use CHP instead of the sheriff?
Because that's the way the law is written.
That's the way the law?
The law is written that certain enforcement is done by the highway patrol, not the sheriff.
Within the unincorporated parts of all counties?
Even on county roads?
My understanding is that the way this is done, and you're catching me unprepared here, so I'm doing this based on memory and what I've seen happen around Public Works construction sites, is that when cars need to be towed, and parking is done in a residential area such as Isla Vista, that it is the California Highway Patrol that comes in tickets and oversees the towing of cars. And I don't pretend to know why that is, except that I will find out for you.
Okay.
But my point here is that we are not a city. Yes, we do have a number of densely populated areas that trigger a stormwater management program, and we're doing our best there, but we are not a city, and we have different constraints.
I have a question.
And Francis, would you take a look at that issue also, because that seems to be a legal issue as to who has authority to take care of parking. Mr. Shallcross?
Yeah. Now, what was this you said about underground screening?
Yeah, in our presentation the last time we were here, we showed you some diagrams and photographs of underground facilities that we have installed in certain areas. They typically run between $150 and $300 to install, but they are, in essence, a trash removal system that diverts up to a certain flow, typically 30 or 40% of the maximum design flow of the storm drain system, diverts the flow into a circular vessel with a screen in it, mm-hmm. and allows trash to be caught and settleable materials to settle out in the bottom. And we go in and clean these things out once or twice a year, depending on how often it rains and what kind of loading we have.
Okay, thanks.
But they are arguably as effective or more effective than street sweeping, depending on how things are going. But we've seen the need for that, and particularly in Isla Vista. So, all right, if I could, I do have answers to a number of your questions. I'll run through my slides as quickly as I can, and
okay.
then I'll try to address some of the questions that have come up, and then if there's anything else, I'd be happy to,
okay.
to address it.
Good.
I'd like to give you a quick overview of the county program. I'll be short. Your staff has covered some of those issues. Talk a little bit about the implementation of the stormwater management program in year one and year two. Touch on the annual report, and then we have some of our own recommendations. So, we began Project Clean Water in 1998. It was stakeholder-driven. There was intense public interest. We dealt with a broad range of issues, and it was restructured in 2001 to focus part of Project Clean Water specifically on the Phase 2 requirements. The state issued its general permit in April of 2003, and we submitted our original draft stormwater management program in March 2003 to meet the EPA deadline. Now, I don't want to get into budget issues and why the county is short money, but it has to do with the state of California. And I would really not like to get too much into missing the adoption of the ordinance by a month or two, but you'll notice that the state of California didn't adopt its general permit in time either. So, you know, we're all working together on this. So I want to just make that point going in.
Yeah, and I don't think a month or two is anything we're really concerned about. It's more the content of the ordinance itself.
I'm with you. And I'm not going to go into other scheduling issues having to do with the time period between March 2003 and the adoption of the stormwater management plan in July 2006, but it took a while. And we all worked on it, and we all have constraints that we face. The appeal by NRDC was found to raise no substantial issues. Your staff, your board worked very hard on this issue. We tried to find a stormwater management plan that hit that right balance between what we were required to do and what we needed to demonstrate to you. And I want to point out that this is, by law, an iterative process. That's what this is all about, and this is the first iteration. So I hope that we enter the remaining 4 years of this process with that spirit. The county does have other things that it's doing besides what's required in the stormwater management program. And as we have discussed with your board and with others many times, we try and keep those things separate because we believe that the county ought to remain in control of those things that it chooses to do that go beyond the stormwater management program. And so we have pilot treatment control projects that we implement that we mention in the annual report, but we maintain, go beyond what is in the stormwater management program. We do benthic macroinvertebrate sampling. We feel that that is beyond the requirements of the general permit. We want to keep that a program that we are in control of. And the water quality monitoring is not yet required as part of the stormwater management program. And in that, too, we want to maintain something that we are able to retain control of. Next slide, please. The stormwater management program is built on an existing program. I mentioned earlier that we started in 1998. The community had substantial input from day one. And, in fact, I credit Hillary and others who are in this room with developing the level of sensitivity and political will to embark on this well before the regulations kicked in. We're still working on things that were raised in 1988, 1999, and we will be for some time, but we haven't forgotten that list of community interests. The program has 54 best management practices and 108 measurable goals. So we have made every effort to measure what we're doing. We think that the major accomplishments, the big ticket items, were the ordinance and the land use assessment in year one. In year two, we're implementing new program elements, including a business outreach and inspection program, which is now up and running. Implementing the changes to the land use process, continuing our review of municipal operations. That is an iterative process, and we are reaching into county contracts and how the county delivers services. And we are doing an evaluation of the construction, permitting, and enforcement process this year. And so you've heard about that, but that was always part of the plan, to do these things in some kind of rational order. Land use last year, construction process this year. Next slide, please. This is an example of a best management practice in a new project. This is a downspout going into a permeable area, collecting rain that then helps support the garden. And you can see it's raining here, and if we had been a little bit better in our timing, you would have seen water coming out of the gutter or out of the downspout and no runoff. But this is an example of if you're not in the area and on the ground and seeing this stuff, you're not aware that these things are actually happening. Next slide, please. The pilot projects. We are treating low flows from one of our storm drain systems right now and collecting data to see the effectiveness of the ultraviolet treatment. We're in preliminary design of a low-flow diversion for that and four other storm drain systems in the Isla Vista area. And what we're finding with the UV treatment is that in the circumstance that we have, it's relatively high maintenance for what we're getting. We think that it makes sense to divert low flow. This will require the cooperation of two sanitary districts. Again, we are a county, not a city. We do not integrate all of the municipal services like water, sewer, police, all that other good stuff. So we have to go out and sell these kinds of programs to sanitary districts. It's not something that I can go to the Board of Supervisors and say, here's my recommendation, please do this. I have two other boards of directors to deal with, elected officials. We are embarking on a green business program. This is the first it's been discussed in public. This will expand the so-called green awards. This will be an integrated program with our solid waste, hazardous materials, restaurant inspections, and other regulatory programs. It will include water quality. What we are trying to do is develop a program that will give incentive and tangible support for businesses that want to, as they say, go green. We're modeling this thing off of the programs in other areas, particularly in Santa Cruz County. And we have preliminary support, financial support from a number of entities. I'm not at liberty to discuss it now, but it looks like this will be a go for next year. This is beyond the stormwater management program. This allows us to bring another dimension of interaction with businesses across a wide range of businesses. we have been doing water quality monitoring in 15 locations on a monthly basis. We are looking at existing impairments. This is beyond the stormwater management program. Again, we're doing this because we were given funding for it. We recommended that it happen. We were given support by community groups. Thank you, Kira, and others. And we will continue to do this as long as we have policy support that flows from that community input. And we're doing the benthic macroinvertebrate sampling. So these are some of the things that we're doing beyond the stormwater management program. Next slide, please. In our annual report, I want to point out that we are using the Water Resources Control Board guidelines as to comment and form. There seems to be some discussion about shortcomings, not enough data, and I don't really want to get into a lot of detail here, but I do have a few comments. I don't remember seeing anywhere that public review is required. We did it. Now, it may not have been enough for folks. It almost never is, but we did our best given that we had an endpoint in the year that we were reporting on and a hard deliverable date to this board. And we did our very best to put together that and put it out for public review in 3 months. That's actually 2.5 months. That's really not that much time when you think about it. The time it took that report to put that report together did take time away from the field work, from all of the other stuff implementing BMPs. We are a lean program, and to the extent that the reporting requirements to satisfy this board become more and more time-consuming, they will take away from what we are able to do in the field. The contents included a summary of BMP's immeasurable goals, implementations, and suggestions for change. And we have begun incorporating the proposed CASCA measurement approach, which is a tiered structure that recognizes development of a program and will eventually reach some of the issues that were mentioned earlier. How do we know that water quality is improving? The CASCA measurement approach is intended to get us there in an iterative process and complement the way the Phase 2 general permit is structured. Next slide, please. Again, a bioswale. This is a commercial site parking area. Probably most people haven't seen this. This is in the Carpinteria area. Next slide, please. This program is being implemented successfully. Are we perfect? No. Are we running 95% or better? Yes. This is a complicated process and a very complicated document. There are some internal inconsistencies that we are finding in the document. That's part of the iterative process, is to find and fix those so it's clear on what we're trying to do. This business about additional information and reporting, it's pretty easy to sit and say, well, gee, if we had this, we would understand this better. I would ask you to think about what the benefit is versus the cost of any information that you're asking us for. And also recall that we are not the only stormwater management program.
We wouldn't know the answer to that until we see the information.
Yeah, well, it's a chicken and egg problem. And we are not the only stormwater management program in this district.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And this region is got a challenge. And you have to consider the benefit to your program versus the cost in time for dealing with the level of detail that your board is getting into here today. This is an extraordinary level of detail. I've been around elected bodies and appointed bodies for a long time. I understand what you're doing. I'm not saying we won't get you the data. We will. My question is, what do you leave to staff? And I want to put out one more thing. There is no question that public involvement in Project Clean Water has dropped off considerably. And there are probably a number of reasons for that, but we will make every effort to involve the public and educate the public. And I think that a lot of the focus now ought to be school-age children and the businesses, the commercial side. The general public will keep after them in the movies and the buses, and we'll keep all that information out there in front of them. But we've got to continue to be very creative here so that the message is fresh and it keeps coming to people from different directions. Next slide, please. This is not a discretionary permit. Part of the discussion, if we really want to get into it, about land use is discretionary versus non-discretionary permits. This is a driveway remodel, basically. And so this one we would never have seen. So this one, not only it counts in the number of projects, but it doesn't count in the BMP count, successful implementation, review, all that other stuff. There it is, pretty nice. On a steep slope, I tell you, and I've never seen one, never seen this kind of an done on this steep a slope. This is innovative. Next slide, please. Street sweeping. There's been a lot of discussion about street sweeping. We have a table with a measurable goal that says how many times, and there's a narrative associated with that, and this is similar to some of the other BMPs, in particular this statewide snapshot monitoring that we were doing. When we did the annual report, we focused on giving you information that related to the measurable goals. In some cases, we provided more information. Some cases, we didn't. To the extent that the Water Board staff wants more information than was specifically called out in the measurable goal, we're happy to do that. But I want to tell you that we're very, very tender about this issue of non-compliance and enforcement. And if it doesn't say in the measurable goal that we owe you water quality data and how many people, but the actual measurable goal says two per year, then I think you want to work with us and not describe this as an issue of noncompliance or even